Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get started. A very special thanks to my sponsor for this segment, and I'm talking about all my wonderful family down at My Job Depends on Ag. Meet the people who grow your food and promote agriculture all over the country, especially the Central Valley. www.myjobdependsonag.com. So my recipes this week, I really just have a lot of fan favorites and people who want me to make a lot of unique food. So we're just going to do that. What's in season? What can we make? Let's get started. My very first recipe is a roasted Parmesan artichoke pomodoro. I know it sounds like a lot to say, but it really exactly is just that. We want to take our artichokes and we want to do something different with them. I don't want you to think of artichokes just as those things you buy in a can. Those are just the artichoke hearts, and the pure flavor of them is really ruined. It's very, very bitter in that brine. So I'm going to show you a fresh way to get them going. What I need first are 4 large artichokes. I need to make sure they're cleaned. And the way we clean artichokes is very simple. We're just going to run some nice warm water through all of the different leaves. It's very important that we do this, because in doing this, what we're going to make sure is if there's any dirt or any grime in there, we're going to make sure it comes out, which is very important. Next, what I'm going to do is, using a really nice sharp pair of scissors, I'm going to go ahead and trim all of the I guess you could say they're like little thorns on the artichoke. So we're going to remove all the thorns off of the artichoke. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put these into a nice boiling pot of water. And I want to make sure that water's boiling at a hard boil. I want to make sure it's seasoned as well. Yes, we do season our boiling water with salt. Now here's the rule of thumb. When you're tasting the water, if it tastes like the ocean, you're just about right. If it tastes like salt, you've oversalted, you got to add more water or change your water. So always remember a little bit of salt, a little bit of salt, a little bit of salt, and eventually you'll hit that nice salty water that we need to make sure that this gets a nice color and that flavor gets embedded into the artichoke as well. So once we go ahead and throw our artichokes in, we're going to let them cook for approximately 2.5 hours. And what I'm going to do is start them on a boil. Once it's on there in a nice boil, I'm going to go ahead and turn that down into a simmer and let them just sit there and do their thing. And I promise you, they are delicious. I'm going to go ahead and pull those out, make sure they're dry. I'm going to season them with salt and pepper if it needs any more. We're going to use 8 cups of panko breadcrumbs to disperse amongst the 4 different artichokes, 2 cups of Roma tomatoes that we're going to put in a separate pot, 2 cups of tomato sauce, 3 cloves of garlic, 4 tablespoons of sugar, 4 tablespoons of Italian seasoning. We're going to let that cook up just for a little while, and we're going to blend it. You're going to pour that over the artichoke, fresh Parmesan cheese, put in the oven for 15 minutes, and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.